This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
With the 8th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Bijan Robinson, running back, Texas.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews and Bijan Robinson. That is the answer to the question we all wanted to know the answer to coming into last night's NFL draft. The Atlanta Falcons select Texas running back Bijan Robinson with the number 8 overall pick. How are you feeling? I will open up the phone lines right now, and I will open up the phone lines again at the 540 segment. Call me right now if you are up. Good morning to you. Happy day 2 of the NFL draft. Are you happy with what the Falcons did at number 8? That is the question. Simple, straight to the point. Do you like the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson with the number 8 overall pick? Call now, 404-741-0929 with your thoughts. Again, 404-741-0929 is the number to hit me up. You can also tweet at me, as you always can do, at underscore Dylan Matthews. Man, Bijan Robinson. It actually happened, y'all. It actually happened. I gave you my prediction. I thought it was going to be Christian Gonzalez. He went and slid all the way to 17 to the Patriots. So, man, I mean, I knew there was real smoke behind it. But where there's smoke, there is fire. And that fire was ablaze. And the Atlanta Falcons didn't put it out. They threw gasoline on it and went ahead and drafted Bijan Robinson. And I know a lot of y'all are going to be mad. But right now, I don't dislike the pick at all. I don't. I am very much okay with the Atlanta Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson. I am. You have to think about, one, what Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith have been telling you and have told you ever since they got here. They are going to draft best player available. And we all know that Bijan even though he might have not necessarily been a need, because he wasn't, because we have a fifth-round pick in Tyler Allgeier coming off his rookie season, ran for 1,035 yards, which was a Falcons rookie rushing record. We got him, so we didn't need Bijan by any stretch of the imagination. However, in their eyes, he was the best player available, which was probably true. Unless you think, obviously, Jalen Carter was the best player available, which we will get to that in a second, because Arthur Smith did talk about why they did not draft Jalen Carter, and we'll get to that here momentarily. But Bijan is going to bring so much versatility to this offense. He can play in the slot. He can catch passes out of the backfield. Obviously, he's going to straight up run the football. He's a home run hitter, which obviously Arthur Smith talked about as well. We'll let you hear a lot of this audio and around the A, and we'll let you hear some of it here in the first segment as well. But he's bringing versatility. He's got home run hitting capabilities, meaning he can take maybe a 5-yard run and turn it into a 45-yard run all the way to the house for a touchdown. So his versatility is there between being able to line up out of the slot, catch passes out of the backfield, and just run it up the gut. So in that way, I'm okay with it. And look, now you have two running backs who are more than capable at taking over a game. We know how much Arthur Smith wants to run the ball, values running the ball. So they're going to get after it. They have a strong offensive line when it comes to running the football. That's where this offensive line succeeds at. And trust me, we're going to see a lot of it between Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson. So again, 404-741-0929. How do you feel about the Atlanta Falcons' 8th overall pick, who is Bijan Robinson? We'll head out to the phone lines now. Let's get to first Larry calling from Lawrenceville. Larry, good morning to you, man. Happy NFL draft. How do you feel about the pick?
Disappointed. I know that I think Arthur Smith is a little bit old school. He still believes that we should run first before we pass, and the league has changed. And I don't think that – I think that the Falcons needed more help on defense than they did in that particular spot at all. I can't say that this is a mistake because he is a good player. I just don't think they addressed the need that they really had, and that was, you know, the defensive line. And I'm just being honest, I'm a little bit disappointed.
No, Larry, and that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with you feeling disappointed, and I appreciate the phone call. If you're feeling disappointed this morning, I'm not mad at you for feeling disappointed. I definitely understand. A part of me wanted the Falcons to draft Jalen Carter too. Most of me wanted the Falcons to draft Jalen Carter last night. I mean, it's enticing. It really is. But the Falcons obviously thought Bijan Robinson was the best player available, and Larry talked about needs there. The Falcons, again, they told you, they've been telling you, they don't care about needs. They don't draft by need. They draft best player available. And that's what they did last night. On their board, Bijan Robinson was the best player available at number 8, and they drafted him. He obviously was in need with Tyler Allgeier, Cordarrelle Patterson. Caleb Huntley's going to be coming back too, hopefully. So he wasn't in need, but he was the best player available, and that's why the Falcons drafted him. Simple as that. Let's continue in the phone lines. We got Jesse calling up from Fayetteville, my hometown, my neck of the woods. Jesse, what's going on with you? Good morning to you. Happy draft. How are you feeling about the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson?
Oh, man. I'm feeling really good about it. I really liked the prospect of getting Jalen Carter, a Georgia Bulldog fan, and
right.
I really would like to have had him, you know, but when I was thinking about Bijan and I was thinking more and more about him, I was like, he's kind of have that Christian McCaffrey feel. If he develops correctly, he can do everything, like you're saying, versatility, catch the ball, run the ball. And you have that two-headed monster now that everyone keeps talking about. You got Algier in the early downs. You got Robinson on the third downs. He gets a pass catcher. Like you said in his interview, he can move around. He can play in the slot. He can be what you need him to be. So, yes, defense would have been helpful, but free agency answered a lot of those questions. We still have a long draft to go. We can still get those other pieces we need. So I'm just definitely curious to see what the Falcons are going to do in the next couple days.
I'm right there with you, Jesse, and I appreciate the phone call. As far as what the Falcons might do tonight in round two, I think if our guy out of Northwestern, Adebare, I don't want to butcher his entire name, so I'm going to leave it at that. But I think if he's there, I think the Falcons might go after him. They might address offensive line there as well, find somebody to play left guard who they feel good about. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do tonight and how they approach the rest of the draft. But Jesse made a good point. The Falcons did address most, if not all, of their defensive line and pass rushing needs in free agency. Calais Campbell, bringing back Lorenzo Carter, David Onyemata, Caden Ellis. They're going to get Taquan Graham back. Ooh, there's a funny story about Taquan Graham that Arthur Smith told, but we'll get to that later. So the Falcons, they did address defensive line help, so that wasn't necessarily a need for them, a glaring need. But again, they're not drafting for need. They're drafting best player available. Real quick, before we go to break here, let's go to Adrian, who's in the ATL. Adrian, how are you feeling about the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson, my man?
Hey, man, first off, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I woke up this morning really not, you know, knowing how to feel, honestly. You know, I know everybody felt that we should take Carter or, you know, even Nolan Smith. But even just going back looking at, you know, the two Bulldogs that they said we should have grabbed last year, they didn't really have – they had okay seasons but not really high productive seasons in Philly.
Right.
Speaking of N'Kobe Dean and the big fella.
Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis. So I say, you know what, you know, I'm just going to trust the process. Like I said, I don't know how to feel. We do got Taylor Algier already, man. So I just hope that, you know, I'm just going to trust the coach on this one, man. We did address a lot of the defensive problems, but I honestly don't know how to feel. I did feel like yesterday when the pick came across, I got slapped in the face with a rock, but I'm just going to trust. I'm just going to trust, you know, the coach's process, man, and just see what they got up their sleeves. I do feel like this year that we will win the NFC South, and I'm talking about by a good stretch. That's what I really do feel, and usually when I feel that way, things happen. For the last five seasons, I did say that we won't make the playoffs, but I do feel like we got a chance this year. That's what I do feel.
Adrian, I appreciate the phone call, man, and Adrian's feeling positive about the Falcons' playoff chances, and I'm feeling pretty good about them too. Obviously, the Carolina Panthers drafted Bryce Young with the number one overall pick. That could be scary. We'll see. The Panthers, depending on how good Bryce Young is, they could have a pretty good squad. Bryce Young, Miles Sanders, who signed with the Panthers in free agency coming over from Philadelphia. Obviously, they have a pretty good defense. So we'll see what the Panthers are. The Saints with Derek Carr, it won't be a walk in the park necessarily. Tampa Bay, they'll kind of be the redheaded stepchild for a while because they're rebuilding things down in Tampa. But the Falcons, in my opinion, do have a very, very good shot at winning the NFC South this year. So I'm with you on that one, Adrian. Real quick, before we hit a break, I do want to, because everybody obviously is talking about here in Atlanta, the Falcons passing up on Jalen Carter. Let's hear from Arthur Smith before we hit a break here on why they did not draft Jalen Carter here quickly. So, because everybody was thinking, oh man, he's sliding. Is he going to slide all the way to 8? Then he slid all the way to 8. Are the Falcons going to take him? And then, no, they're going to draft Bijan Robinson instead. So, you know, that's where Adrian comes in and he says that he just called up and was like, I felt like I got hit in the face with a rock. I got slapped across the face with a rock because you see Jalen Carter actually slide and he gets there. So let's hear from Arthur Smith on why the Falcons didn't draft Jalen Carter.
Well, I mean, you can't coach them all. And so you make the decisions. Obviously, when we collaborate and there's a lot of thought goes into it, and we do what we think is best for our team. But there's a lot of good players. You know, it's not ever about just one guy. And I understand the question and the intent of the question because he is a player that was successful at Georgia, and they've had a lot of success the last 2 years. But there are a lot of good players there.
You can't have everybody. And, again, they valued Bijan Robinson and had Bijan Robinson higher on their board than they did Jalen Carter. And they drafted who they thought was the best player available. They've been telling you since they got here. They told you in 20, they told you in 21, or excuse me, they told you in 21, they told you in 22, now they're telling you in 23. They don't care about needs. And again, defensive line wasn't even necessarily a need. You can never have too many pass rushers. You can never have too deep of a defensive line rotation, but they draft best player available, as you should. I think that is the correct draft philosophy, so we'll see how it works out. I do have a couple of thoughts I do want to talk about as far as Bijan and how the Falcons are going to use him and what all ways they will use Bijan. We'll talk about that a little bit more at 5:40, but it was a busy night in sports last night. Obviously, we had the first round of the NFL draft. The Hawks, unfortunately, cannot force a game seven. They played a heck of a game, though. We'll let you hear from Trey Young, Quinn Snyder, John Collins on why they couldn't get the job done last night and what happened. The Braves also played last night, so you know we got to take a trip around the A because it's busy here in the city of Atlanta. It's busy in the state of Georgia right now. We'll take a trip around the A in about 5 minutes. It is the Hometown Take. We're reacting to what happened in the NFL draft. We'll take a trip around the A when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Problematic Productions. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. We will get back into your phone calls at 5:40. So in about 18 minutes from now, we'll let you call back up on the phone number 404-741-0929. Give me your thoughts about Bijan Robinson. Do you like the pick at number 8 overall for the Atlanta Falcons? Bijan's coming to the ATL, and I want to know how the ATL is feeling about it. So we'll get back into your phone calls at 5:40. But right now, we had a busy night in sports last night, a busy night in Atlanta. Hawks season unfortunately comes to an end. Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons drafted Bijan Robinson with the 8th overall pick. The draft continues tonight, and the Atlanta Braves also stubbed their toe in a big way. Without further ado, let's take a trip around the A.
Time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
All right. You already know we got to start with the NFL draft. Bijan Robinson, 8th overall pick for the Atlanta Falcons. However, Terry Fontenot did confirm yesterday after he spoke to the media that they thought very heavily and weighed. They thought about it. They almost traded back. Let's hear from Terry Fontenot talking about them wanting to trade back, but didn't end up pulling the trigger.
You definitely weigh when you're on the clock. You communicate with teams, and really I say on the clock, even leading up to it. You communicate with teams and see what the price would be to move back, what you could get, what you could pick up to move back. And then you have to weigh it and say, okay, if we're going to pick up this draft pick or make this pick swap and move back this many spots, and these are the players we're going to be looking at because this could happen. You just have to weigh it out, and we did. That's our job. It's a part of the process to really weigh it out. Same thing we'll do tomorrow. If whether we're going to move up or move back, it's all a weighing process.
And it's a good thing they didn't trade back, most likely, because we saw Detroit trade from 6 to 12, and then Josh behind the glass, he wasn't happy about that. He's a Detroit Lions fan. He didn't like that move for the Lions, but they
not
traded
at all. Not at all.
They traded back from 6 to 12, and then they moved back up. Oh, no, they traded from 6 to, I think they traded back a little bit further, and they had to trade back up to 12 once they saw Bijan was gone, because I think they were going to plan to draft Bijan, but they had to draft Jahmyr Gibbs instead. So you move back behind Detroit, which I don't know if they would have or not. I don't know how far back they were planning on moving the Falcons. But you move behind Detroit, Detroit's probably taking Bijan, and obviously that was their guy right there. So it's a good thing they didn't move back. Talking about trading back, Arthur Smith also talking about the fact that the Falcons weigh trading back. But they say Bijan, he's a home run hitter.
Well, you're talking about weighing risk. Certainly we had opportunities, you know, as your Terry, I mean, they were working the phones, and yeah, you do take that risk. But I think what you're talking about, yeah, conventional wisdom, this, he's not more than a running back. He's an impactful football player. He's a home run hitter.
He's an impactful football player. He's a home run hitter. They said, when you talk about drafting best player available, Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot, they told you that they want an impact player. Doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be a need. They just want an impact player, and that's what they get with Bijan Robinson. Also, definitely a home run hitter. He, a lot of times at Texas, made something out of nothing, and with a very good running offensive line here in Atlanta, hopefully he can make something out of something more times than he has to make something out of nothing. But he can do that too if he needs to. So Bijan Robinson coming into the ATL. And we already have Tyler Allgeier. Adrian or Jesse, one of them talked about it when they called me up last segment. Said we're going to have a two-headed beast in the backfield now. Really three-headed if you think about it. Cordell Patterson, he's going to tote the rock some, but now we'll probably see Cordell Patterson in more of a wide receiver role. But we'll talk more about that in the 540 segment, so in about 13 minutes from now. But Arthur Smith last night talked about Allgeier and Bijan. They're going to have similar production, but they're going to do it in different ways.
That helps, certainly helps, especially when we're going to ask guys to play as many roles as we do. And we'll bring Bijan along the right way, too. And speaking of Tyler, you know, Tyler's a very important part of this offense. They're different players. And you talk about how different and unique. You can look at a lot of advanced metrics right on the surface. You're like, hey, both of them are yards after contact players. But how they do that, they're different, completely different. You know, Tyler is like a and when you watch the game goes on, it's like probably somebody that's just got a sledgehammer that's bludgeoning through their line of scrimmage as the game goes on and wears you down. Where Bijan, his contact balance, the way he doesn't go down, and the way he's able to get explosives off that, they're just different. The way that people will have to tackle him, they're different players. But if you look at that metric, yeah, they both are yards after contact. Yeah, they both play running back. Similar to Jonnu and Kyle. They're listed as tight ends, but they're completely different players.
Interesting to hear Arthur Smith talking about how Bijan and Tyler Allgeier are different there. He said Tyler Allgeier is like a sledgehammer running through that offensive line into the defense, just bludgeoning people throughout the duration of the football game. And Bijan Robinson, more of his elusivity and the way he manages his contact and not going down. So it sounds like we're going to have a little thunder and lightning combo a little bit with Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson. And that sounds about right. But Bijan, don't get it twisted. He can bring that boom now too. But Tyler Allgeier definitely more of a little bit more of a power back than Bijan Robinson. Speaking of Bijan, let's hear from the number 8 overall pick, the newest Atlanta Falcon. He talked to the media last night as well. Let's hear him just talk about playing under Arthur Smith and his offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously great. And, you know, obviously I would love to be a part of that and for what he has and how he wants to use me as a player. You know, it's really exciting, especially, you know, because he had guys like Derrick Henry. And, you know, now that he's here, it's going to be pretty cool to see how he uses me and with, you know, with the rest of the guys in the offense.
It's good. They're going to use Bijan in so many different ways. I am really excited just because I know how creative Arthur Smith can be. I am so excited to see how creative Arthur Smith is going to get when he starts using Bijan Robinson and how he uses Bijan Robinson and all the different spots he's going to use Bijan Robinson in. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see do we see Tyler Allgeier and Bijan on the field at the same time? Like, I'm just excited to see what all Arthur Smith comes up with now that he has all these weapons on offense, because man, oh man, oh man, we got weapons on weapons on weapons. Now, when you talk about this Atlanta Falcons offense, before we move on and talk about the Atlanta Hawks, I'll let you hear from Trey Young a little bit. One more from Terry Fontenot. How did we get here? How did the Atlanta Falcons get to Bijan Robinson? Why did they pick Bijan Robinson? Here's Terry Fontenot explaining how they fell in love with Bijan.
It's kind of everything together, right? So it's you look at the boots on the ground, area scouts, when they're evaluating the players years ago, you know, early in their careers, they're evaluating them and they have real strong grades on them on and off the field, and the area scouts love them. They love the player. And then as you continue to go through the process, and then the coaches get involved, and then every step of the way from the very beginning to the very end, all the way down to the workout, you get workout and you see him in person and what he's doing. It's every part of the process, and you look all the way back to the very beginning to that first area scout that put a grade on him, and he loved him, you know, and graded him the place that he did. So I think it's really the total picture.
Total package. Area scout loved him. Saw him at the combine, loved him, met with him, meetings went great, loved him, and they draft him with the 8th overall pick. So welcome to Atlanta, Bijan. We're going to talk more about you as we move on here in about 9 minutes and get to our final segment here on the Hometown Take. But I do need to talk about the beloved Atlanta Hawks, and unfortunately they cannot force a game 7 with the Boston Celtics. They fall to the Celtics in State Farm Arena last night in Game 6. Final score 128-120. And this was a very good game. The Hawks played a heck of a game last night. However, the Hawks could not make big shots. I mean, we saw Al Horford make that big three down the stretch, and it was me, Day-Day, and another dude down at V103. I was doing the draft show last night on V103, and we were like, okay, they got to get a bucket here. They can't not respond to this Al Horford three. They don't respond to it. They get an empty possession, then they come down, the Celtics do, and Jason Tatum hits another three, makes it 126-120, and that's really kind of where the book was closed at that point. So, momentum plays. They went Boston's way last night. Hawks couldn't make big shots, and the Celtics did. Trae Young had the same sentiment. Here's Trae saying momentum plays late in the game. They went Boston's way.
You hit some tough shots. I think Jalen hit a big three in front of our bench. I think it was either tied or I think it was probably tied. And momentum plays like that, they hurt. I mean, just like we were in the last game. I mean, a couple of my threes, they were up 13, but a couple of threes can hurt. And, pull the momentum the other way, and that's kind of what happened tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly what happened. Al Horford hit that three. Empty possession. Boston comes back down. They hit another three. You're down by six all of a sudden. Now you feel like you kind of have to press because it's getting late in the game. That pressure gets put on you, and Hawks just had one too many empty possessions late in the ball game. So season's over. They lose 128-120. You feel maybe a little bit better about the season after they get that big win in Boston. And again, they didn't get blown out last night. Just couldn't make big shots when you needed to last night down the stretch in the final moments of the ball game. So maybe you feel a little bit better about the season. Maybe you don't. We'll see. But Trae Young does say it's time to focus on the future.
It could have been worse. I think for us, we got to focus on the future now. And we can't worry about the past and what all went on throughout the season, all that, all the nonsense and stuff. We got to focus on the future and what we got going. And I think we showed strides. I think we showed moments what we can do with Quinn as our coach and things like that. So I'm excited for the future.
I'm excited for the future, too. I am really excited to see Trae Young and this Atlanta Hawks team with a full offseason and a full season of Quinn Snyder. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling very optimistic about what the Atlanta Hawks can do next season. Hopefully, I hope and pray that the Atlanta Hawks get off to a better start and finish better than 41-41 so they don't have to mess around in the play-in tournament and face a team like the Celtics in the first round. They can go on another fun playoff run. It felt like they maybe could have had that opportunity here. They started to maybe turn a corner, but Celtics finished the job last night, eliminate the Atlanta Hawks, and now we transition to the offseason for the Hawks. Braves stubbed their toe in a big way last night. You are tuned in, by the way, to the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going around the A with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. Braves stubbed their toe in a big way. They had a 4-0 lead going into the bottom of the ninth. AJ Minter gives up three runs. Jesse Chavez tries to come in and stop the bleeding. He can't. Marlins go up 5-4. Braves can't get a run in the bottom half of the inning. They lose 5-4. So unfortunate there. That should have been a sweep. But chalk that up to the game. Things happen. Pitchers are going to have bad outings sometimes. So it'd be like that, man. You still won 3 out of 4. So you still took care of business against the Marlins. You still won the series. So can't be too mad. But now, you're going to New York to take on the Mets. Big, big series coming up against the Mets. Got to win it. Hopefully you can get a sweep, but you got to win it. Max Fried on the mound tonight for the Braves. And big, big weekend series coming up for the Bravos. So hopefully they can get the job done. All right, when we come back, how exactly will the Falcons use Bijan Robinson? Well, duh, he's going to run the ball, but what else he's going to do? I think he's going to do a lot more than run the ball. We'll get into that next. It is the Hometown Take right here live in the Kia Studios. Also taking your phone calls when we come back. How do you feel about the pick? 404-741-0929. We'll take your phone calls. I'll explain to you how I think exactly the Falcons will take advantage of Bijan Robinson's versatility. That's in 5 minutes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the boy Dylan Matthews live in the hometown. I almost said live in the Hometown Take. I was doing so well up until this point. Nah, it's all good. It is your boy Dylan Matthews live at the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Reacting to all things NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously drafted Bijan Robinson with the number 8 overall pick. You want to call up and talk about your feelings towards the pick? You can call me up right now. 404-741-0929. Phone lines are open until the end of the show. So go ahead and get your takes in now. You can also always tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. Follow me there while you're tweeting at me. If you're going to tweet at me, at least follow the boy. You know what I'm saying? And then you can always follow the radio station at 929 The Game as well. Bijan Robinson, super, super versatile. He could, if he wanted to, line up, play slot receiver in the NFL. That's how good of a pass catcher he is. But what I want to know is, we know we'll see him at slot receiver at some point. You're going to. You're going to use him everywhere if you take a guy like Bijan Robinson at number 8 overall. So we're going to see him at running back. He's going to catch passes out of the backfield. He's going to line up in the slot. What I want to know is, and what I'm intrigued to see, the Falcons have not had the best return game. They were okay at times last season, but they haven't had the best kick return or punt return game. Now, the kick return game, maybe not as important. Well, with Cordell Patterson, obviously, he took one back last year, but didn't get a lot of chances to return it just because of where they kick the ball off now, more so about punt returns. Could we possibly see Bijan Robinson on punt return? I mean, with the 8th overall pick, you got to put that dude to work, right? Got to have Bijan earn his keep. Earn that 4-year, $22 million deal fully guaranteed that he's going to get as an 8th overall pick. So I'm intrigued to see just where they put Bijan. I think there will be times where we'll see Tyler Algier and Bijan in at the same time. Bijan will be in the slot. Algier might be a single back in the backfield. So I'm very interested to see what the Falcons do with Bijan Robinson. But I do want to get to your reactions here. 404-741-0929. Let's get to Randy. Randy is calling from McDonough. Randy, good morning to you. Happy NFL draft. How do you feel about the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson with the number 8 overall pick?
What's happening, Dylan? What's up, bro?
What's happening, Randy? How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm driving trucks in the morning, man. Hey, look, though, I got a quick question for you, though.
What's up?
Hey, we gonna get you a good co-host.
Hey, man.
Like somebody like Randy from McDonough. You feel me?
Whenever they decide to give me one, you know, them decisions, when we talk about money and stuff, Randy, let me tell you something. When we talk about money, Randy, them decisions go way over my head, brother. I ain't got no saying that.
I feel you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, though. Hey, man. When we picked that, hey, I don't know about everybody else before the draft, but Tyler Algier did a good job, man. He did a good job last year.
For sure.
No doubt. But it was a couple of runs that I felt like, if we had a faster back, we probably would have broke a couple of those.
You're right.
So now that we got Bijan, I feel like, yo, our offense is really going to take off. Like,
yeah.
First of all, we got Zacchaeus from running that motion. Like, no, he was scaring nobody with that.
Right.
But now we got a real good running back. Like, I feel like our offense is about to take off, guys. Hey, that's me, Dylan.
Hey, I feel you, Randy. I'm right there with you, man. And you make a good point about, you know, some of those runs Tyler Algier made, you know, he got hawked a little bit, you know. But Bijan Robinson, he's probably not getting hawked on those plays. And Arthur Smith said it himself. We let you hear the sound last segment on Around the A. They weighed Trey him back. But in the end, they realized that Bijan is a home run hitter. Arthur Smith used those words specifically, home run hitter. So I'm with you, Randy. And I appreciate the phone call, man. Bijan is going to make this offense amazing. This offense is stacked. We'll talk about just how stacked this offense is and how they, the Falcons have shown they have committed to Desmond Ridder. I'm going to talk about that in just a second, but I do want to let Jim from Conyers give his thoughts. 404-741-0929 if you also want to get in the game and talk about the 8th overall pick. Jim, good morning to you. How you feeling about the Bijan trick?
Well, I'm not happy and I ain't sad, but Bijan had plenty of chance in the first game of the year, their biggest game of the year against Alabama. Well, he had a lot of home runs against Alabama, and Nick Saban was a little bit disappointed in his defense this year, huh? When the quarterback at Texas got hurt, they couldn't throw as much.
Right.
So they gave the running game more plays. Bijan really had a heck of a game, didn't he? I think I saw Jahmyr Gibbs doing everything that we described better than Bijan did in that game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong, Jim, but let me ask you this, though.
Here's the thing. You take an apple, an orange, and a banana. Which one's the best available? If you like a banana, you take the best banana.
That's right.
If you take the best orange, you take the best orange. Take the best apple if you want an apple.
Jim, let me ask you this real quick. Before.
Sure.
I understand what point you're getting at, and I don't necessarily disagree,
I coached. I felt like my old coach is high school.
Okay.
I coached running backs, quarterbacks, and receivers. But so I think I know a little bit, pretty good bit when I had some of each in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But so do you think anything has to do with it where Jahmyr is playing with a better necessarily offensive line, he's got better playmakers? Do you take that into account at all? Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I mean, Texas had a pretty good, I mean, their line was playing about even toe-to-toe with Alabama there after the Texas quarterback got hurt.
Right. They were. Yeah, the Texas quarterback
would have been at Ohio State.
Right.
Where he was at instead of C.J. Stroud.
Okay. Well, Jim, I appreciate the phone call, man. Jim makes some good points. He said, hey, you know, Bijan had a chance to really shine and have a breakout game against Alabama. Especially when the Alabama quarterback went down. He's not wrong, but what I will say to counter that, Jim, also, too, is that the offense maybe got a little predictable because once the quarterback went down, that they knew that Bijan was going to start to get the rock even more. So Alabama's defense got ready for that. And maybe they were able to shut the running game down a little bit because they knew it was coming. They knew Bijan was coming. They knew he was about to get the ball a whole lot more than what he already was in that ball game. But Jim does make some solid points. And, hey, Jahmyr Gibbs, he went number 12 overall to the Detroit Lions. And Josh is back there shaking his head again. Real quick, Josh, before we talk to the morning show.
I don't get it.
Well, why are you upset?
I'm not upset.
You look upset.
It's very confusing as to why we would go out and get Jahmyr Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
We traded down. I think it's a reach because you trade down, and I'm sure Jahmyr Gibbs would still be available at that 18 pick, that pick we had later on where we picked up Campbell.
Mm.
I just don't understand the thought process of getting when you had we brought in David Montgomery. We lost Jamal Williams,
right.
League leader in touchdowns. We lost him, right. But they brought in David Montgomery from Chicago.
Right.
Still have DeAndre Swift. Obviously, DeAndre Swift has been dealing with injury issues over the past couple seasons, so maybe that's kind of the reasoning there.
Yeah.
But, look, I mean, he's an explosive player. He's a great player. I'm excited to see what he can do in this offense, especially with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, the offense is pretty stacked, too.
So it's going to look really good, but it was very confusing for me at that pick at 12, take Jahmyr Gibbs.
Well, if
I'd like to see – I want to see how he forms into this offense.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Jim from Conyers, I think he likes Jahmyr Gibbs better than he does Bijan Robinson. So, you know. There you go, Josh. But, all right, that is our time. We got to go talk to the morning shift, see how they feel about the pick, see how they feel about the Falcons taking Bijan Robinson at number 8. We'll also talk about what they got going on the rest of the show. Obviously, it's going to be a heavy, heavy day of reaction to what the Falcons did in the draft, what they're going to do tonight in round number 2. So we'll talk to the morning shift, get their take. See what they got coming up the rest of the show. And we'll catch up with the party people when we come back. Tiffany Blackman was also at State Farm Arena last night cheering on the Hawks. We'll see what the vibes were from her perspective last night as well. We'll catch up with the Morning Shift on all those things coming up next in about 6 minutes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the program, and it is time to talk to the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, ready to react to the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson with the 8th overall pick. Like, real quick, if somebody wants to give their, like, microwave reaction, just to give us a little preview of how they feel. Oh, no. Bo says we're going to save it. We're going to save it.
I was about to
don't want
to
give it away.
Well, that came out real raspy.
I'll give you this.
What's a microwave reaction, by the way?
30-second.
A hot take.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Okay. I was going to say. Me. I was until someone couldn't hold their water for 30 more seconds. I was going to say there are three different reactions in this room, I think.
Oh, that's a draft pick.
Okay. Yeah, but some people just jumped the gun, you know,
well,
XFL.
She only said I like
he
it.
He asked multiple times for a quick response.
Don't ever take the bait from another host before your show. They're trying to get...
What information did I said I liked it. Did I say why?
Yeah,
like
you
it?
Just keep no. doubling down. Are why don't you say it again, Tiffany? Are you like it? Say
like it
again.
Are you trying to tell me that Dylan's trying to bump his rankings here at the end of the hour?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm trying to get my ratings up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my numbers like y'all.
Let me tell you something. Until he walks his little butt in that room and sits down in that producer chair... He is a rival host.
You know what? I like it. You guys are feisty right now. Bo's feisty. Tiffany's feisty. Mike's feisty. I like this feistiness. Y'all need to keep that same energy in about 30 more seconds or less.
Can I give Dylan a shout-out? Because Dylan was with me and Day-Day producing the draft coverage show. So we had as many producers last night as hosts on the draft show.
Yeah.
And I sat in the room because there wasn't enough room. I sat in the studio down at V. Thank you to Reggie Rouse for letting us use the V studios. And when the Hawks game was in that third quarter and it was just like a battle, like it was just a heavyweight fight.
We were turned up.
It got so loud at one point I had to text Dylan like, hey,
we had to simmer down.
I love it. Can you guys keep it down just a notch?
We were zooted and booted in there, Bo, a little too zooted and booted. And I know y'all are gonna be zooted and booted on the Morning Shift. I can't wait to hear how Tiffany had so much fun and enjoyed the vibes at State Farm Arena last night. And I can't wait to hear y'all react to Bijan Robinson. All that's coming up next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the boy Dylan Matthews live in the Hometown. I almost said live in the Hometown Take. I was doing so well up until this point. Nah, it's all good. It is your boy Dylan Matthews live at the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game, reacting to all things NFL draft. The Atlanta Falcons obviously drafted Bijan Robinson with the number 8 overall pick. You want to call up and talk about your feelings towards the pick? You can call me up right now. 404-741-0929. Phone lines are open until the end of the show. So go ahead and get your takes in now. You can also always tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. Follow me there while you're tweeting at me. If you're going to tweet at me, at least follow the boy. You know what I'm saying? And then you can always follow the radio station at 929 The Game as well. Bijan Robinson. Super, super versatile. He could, if he wanted to, line up, play slot receiver in the NFL. That's how good of a pass catcher he is. But what I want to know is, we know we'll see him at slot receiver at some point. You're going to. You're going to use him everywhere if you take a guy like Bijan Robinson at number 8 overall. So we're going to see him at running back. He's going to catch passes out of the backfield. He's going to line up in the slot. What I want to know is, and what I'm intrigued to see, the Falcons have not had the best return game. They were okay at times last season, but they haven't had the best kick return or punt return game. Now, the kick return game, maybe not as important. Well, with Cordell Patterson, obviously, he took one back last year, but didn't get a lot of chances to return it just because of where they kick the ball off now. More so about punt returns. Could we possibly see Bijan Robinson on punt return? And with the 8th overall pick, you got to put that dude to work, right? Got to have Bijan earn his keep. Earn that 4-year, $22 million deal fully guaranteed that he's going to get as an 8th overall pick. So I'm intrigued to see just where they put Bijan. I think there will be times where we'll see Tyler Algier and Bijan in at the same time. Bijan will be in the slot, Algier might be a single back in the backfield. So I'm very interested to see what the Falcons do with Bijan Robinson. But I do want to get to your reactions here. 404-741-0929. Let's get to Randy. Randy is calling from McDonough. Randy, good morning to you. Happy NFL draft. How do you feel about the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson with the number 8 overall pick?
What's happening, Dylan? What's up, bro?
What's happening, Randy? How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm driving trucks in the morning, man. Hey, look, though, I got a quick question for you, though.
What's up?
Hey, we gonna get you a good co-host.
Hey, man.
Like somebody like Randy from McDonough. You feel me?
But whenever they decide to give me one, you know, them decisions, when we talk about money and stuff, Randy, let me tell you something. When we talk about money, Randy, them decisions go way over my head, brother. I ain't got no saying that.
I feel you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, though. Hey, man. When we picked that, hey, I don't know about everybody else before the draft, but Tyler Algier did a good job, man. He did a good job last year.
For sure.
No doubt. but it was a couple of runs that I felt like if we had a faster back, we probably would have broke a couple of those.
You're right.
So now that we got Bijan, I feel like, yo, our offense is really going to take off. Like,
yeah.
First of all, we got Zacchaeus from running that that motion. Like, no, he was scaring nobody with that.
Right.
But now we got a real good running back. Like, I feel like our offense is about to take off, guys. Hey, that's me, Dylan.
Hey, I feel you, Randy. I'm right there with you, man. And you make a good point about, you know, some of those runs Tyler Algier made. You know, he got hawked a little bit, you know. But Bijan Robinson, he's probably not getting hawked on those plays. And Arthur Smith said it himself. We let you hear the sound last segment on Around the A. They weighed Trey and back. But in the end, they realized that Bijan is a home run hitter. Arthur Smith used those words specifically, home run hitter. So I'm with you, Randy, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Bijan is going to make this offense amazing. This offense is stacked. We'll talk about just how stacked this offense is and how the Falcons have shown they have committed to Desmond Ridder. I'm going to talk about that in just a second, but I do want to let Jim from Conyers give his thoughts. 404-741-0929 if you also want to get in the game and talk about the 8th overall pick. Jim, good morning to you. How you feeling about the Bijan trick?
Well, I'm not happy, and I ain't sad, but Bijan had plenty of chance in the first game of the year, their biggest game of the year against Alabama. Well, he had a lot of home runs against Alabama, and Nick Saban was a little bit disappointed in his defense this year, huh? When the quarterback at Texas got hurt, they couldn't throw as much.
Right.
So they gave the running game more plays. Bijan really had a heck of a game, didn't he? I think I saw Jahmyr Gibbs doing everything that we described better than Bijan did in that game.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong, Jim, but let me ask you this, though.
Here's the thing. You take an apple, an orange, and a banana. Which one's the best available? If you like a banana, you take the best banana.
That's right.
If you take the best orange, you take the best orange. Take the best apple if you want an apple.
Jim, let me ask you this real quick. Before
– Sure.
I understand what point you're getting at, and I don't necessarily disagree.
Well,
but do you –
I coached. I felt my old coach's high school.
Okay.
I coached running backs, quarterbacks, and receivers.
But
so I think I know a little bit, pretty good bit when I had some of each in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But so do you think anything has to do with it where Jahmyr is playing with a better necessarily offensive line, he's got better playmakers? Do you take that into account at all? Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I mean, Texas had a pretty good – I mean, their line was playing about even toe-to-toe with Alabama there after the Texas quarterback got hurt.
Right. They were. Yeah, the Texas quarterback's making
quarterback
plays.
Would have been at Ohio State.
Right.
Where he was at instead of C.J. Stroud.
Okay. Well, Jim, I appreciate the phone call, man. Jim makes some good points. He say, hey, you know, Bijan had a chance to really shine and have a breakout game against Alabama, especially when the Alabama quarterback went down. He's not wrong, but what I will say to counter that, Jim, also, too, is that the offense maybe got a little predictable because once their quarterback went down, that they knew that Bijan was going to start to get the rock even more. So Alabama's defense got ready for that. And maybe they were able to shut the running game down a little bit because they knew it was coming. They knew Bijan was coming. They knew he was about to get the ball a whole lot more than what he already was in that ball game. But Jim does make some solid points. And, hey, Jahmyr Gibbs, he went number 12 overall to the Detroit Lions. And Josh is back there shaking his head again. Real quick, Josh, before we talk to the morning shift.
I don't get it.
Well, why are you upset?
I'm not upset.
You look upset.
It's very confusing as to why we would go out and get Jahmyr Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we traded down. I think it's a reach because you trade down, and I'm sure Jahmyr Gibbs would still be available at that 18 pick, that pick we had later on where we picked up Campbell.
Mm.
I just don't understand the thought process of getting – when you had – we brought in David Montgomery. We lost Jamal Williams,
right.
League leader in touchdowns. We lost him, right. But they brought in David Montgomery from Chicago.
Right.
Still have DeAndre Swift. Now, obviously, DeAndre Swift has been dealing with injury issues over the past couple seasons, so maybe that's kind of the reasoning there.
Yeah.
But, look, I mean, he's an explosive player. He's a great player. I'm excited to see what he can do in this offense, especially with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, the offense is pretty stacked, too.
So it's going to look really good, but it's just it was very confusing for me at that pick at 12, take Jahmyr Gibbs.
Well, if
I'd like to see – I want to see how he forms into this offense.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Jim from Conyers, I think he likes – Jahmyr Gibbs better than he does Bijan Robinson. So, you know, there you go, Josh. But, all right, that is our time. We got to go talk to the morning shift, see how they feel about the pick, see how they feel about the Falcons taking Bijan Robinson at number 8. We'll also talk about what they got going on the rest of the show. Obviously, it's going to be a heavy, heavy day of reaction to what the Falcons did in the draft, what they're going to do tonight in round number 2. So we'll talk to the morning shift. Get their take, see what they got coming up the rest of the show, and we'll catch up with the party people when we come back. Tiffany Blackman was also at State Farm Arena last night cheering on the Hawks. We'll see what the vibes were from her perspective last night as well. We'll catch up with the morning shift on all those things coming up next in about 6 minutes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Our first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the program, and it is time to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, ready to react to the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson with the 8th overall pick. Like, real quick, if somebody wants to give their, like, microwave reaction, just to give us a little preview of how they feel. Oh, no. Bo says we're going to save it. We're going to save it.
I was about to
don't want
to
give it away.
Well, that came out real raspy.
What's a microwave reaction, yeah, by the way?
30-second.
A hot take.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Okay. I was going to say, I was until someone couldn't hold their water for 30 more seconds. I was going to say there are 3 different reactions in this room, I think.
Oh, that's a tease.
Okay. Yeah, but some people just jumped the gun, you know,
well,
XFL.
Well, she said I like
he
it.
He asked multiple times for a quick response.
Don't ever take the bait from another host before your show. They're trying to get...
What information did I said I liked it. Did I say why?
Yeah,
I like
you
it?
Just keep no. doubling down. Why don't you say it again, Tiffany? Do you like it? Say
like it
again.
Are you trying to tell me that Dylon's trying to bump his rankings here at the end of the hour?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my ratings up. I'm trying to get my numbers like y'all.
Let me tell you something. Until he walks his little butt in that room and sits down in that producer chair, he is a rival host.
You know what? I like it. You guys are feisty right now. Bo's feisty. Tiffany's feisty. Mike's feisty. I like this feistiness. Y'all need to keep that same energy in about 30 more seconds or less.
Can I give Dylan a shout-out? Because Dylan was with me and Day-Day producing the draft coverage show. So we had as many producers last night as hosts on the draft show.
Yeah.
And I sat in the room because there wasn't enough room. I sat in the studio down at V. Thank you to Reggie Rouse for letting us use the V Studios. And when the Hawks game was in that third quarter, and it was just like a battle, like it was just a heavyweight fight.
We were turned up.
It got so loud at one point. I had to text Dylan like, hey,
Down.
I love it. Can you guys keep it down just a notch?
We were zooted and booted in there, Bo. A little too zooted and booted. And I know y'all are going to be zooted and booted on the morning shift. I can't wait to hear how Tiffany had so much fun and enjoyed the vibes at State Farm Arena last night. And I can't wait to hear y'all react to Bijan Robinson. All that's coming up next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We out.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the program, and it is time to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, ready to react to the Falcons drafting Bijan Robinson with the 8th overall pick. Like, real quick, if somebody wants to give their, like, microwave reaction, just to give us a little preview of how they feel. Oh, no, no. Bo says we're going to save it. We're going to save it.
I was about to
don't want
to
give it away.
Well, that came out real raspy.
I'll give you this.
What's a microwave reaction, by the way?
30-second.
A hot take.
Okay. I like it.
Okay, I was gonna say, I was until someone couldn't hold their water for 30 more seconds. I was gonna say there are three different reactions in this room. I think.
Oh, that's a tease.
Yeah, okay. But some people like just it. Jump the gun. You know,
well,
XFL.
She only said I like
he
it.
Asked multiple times.
Okay.
For a quick response.
Don't ever take the bait from another host before your show. They're trying to get...
What information did I said I liked it. Did I say why?
Yeah,
like
you just keep doubling down. Why don't you say it again, Tiffany? Are you like it? Say
like it
again.
Are you trying to tell me that Dylon's trying to bump his rankings here at the end of the hour?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm trying to get my ratings up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my numbers like y'all.
Let me tell you something. Until he walks his little butt in that room and sits down in that producer chair, he is a rival host.
You know what? I like it. You guys are feisty right now. Bo's feisty. Tiffany's feisty. Mike's feisty. I like this feistiness. Y'all need to keep that same energy in about 30 more seconds or less.
Can I give Dylan a shout out? Because Dylan was with me and Day-Day producing the draft coverage show. So we had as many producers last night as hosts on the draft show.
Yeah.
And I sat in the room because there wasn't enough room. I sat in the studio down at V. Thank you to Reggie Rouse for this use the V Studios. And when the Hawks game was in that third quarter, and it was just like a battle, like it was just a heavyweight fight.
We were turned up.
It got so loud at one point. I had to text Dylan like, "Hey,
we had to simmer down.
I love it. Can you guys keep it down just a notch?"
We were zooted and booted in there, Bo. A little too zooted and booted. And I know y'all are gonna be zooted and booted on the morning shift. I can't wait to hear how Tiffany had so much fun and enjoyed the vibes at State Farm Arena last night. And I can't wait to hear y'all react to Bijan Robinson. All that's coming up next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.